तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
सिडनीकी सेलेस्ट कणेल हाल युनिभर्सिटी अफ द सनसाइन कोस्टमा क्लिनिकल साइकोलोजी विषयमा मास्टर्स गर्दैछिन्। अस्ट्रेलियामा एक नेपाली परिवारमा हुर्किएकी कणेलले आफ्नो पढाई अन्तर्गत गर्नुपर्ने रिसर्चका लागि नेपाली अभिभावकहरूमा केन्द्रित रहेर एक अध्ययन गर्दैछिन्। उनले अस्ट्रेलियामा रहेका नेपाली पृष्ठभूमिका अभिभावकहरूले बालबालिकामा देखिने मानसिक स्वास्थ्य समस्याका लागि सहयोग लिन्छन् वा लिँदैनन् र त्यस पछाडि के कस्ता बाधाहरू छन् भनेर अध्ययन गर्दैछिन्। नेपाली समुदायका लागि यस्ता ठोस अनुसन्धानको महत्वबारे कणेलले सहकर्मी दिनिता रिसालसँग गरेको कुराकानी सुन्नुहोस्।
तपाईँले आफ्नो मास्टर्सको थिसिसको लागि रिसर्च गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ नेपाली पेरेन्ट्स नेपाली अभिभावकहरूलाई केन्द्रित गरेर, होइन? आफ्नो रिसर्चको बारेमा हाम्रा श्रोताहरूलाई बताइदिनुहोस् न।
Yeah, so for my research, I'm interested in looking at the barriers that Nepali parents might face when looking for mental health support for their children. And we know that early intervention for children's mental health is so important to help make sure there's better outcomes. But only about half or less than half of children with mental health problems are actually receiving appropriate help. And I think this number is even less in non-Western communities, like our Nepali community in Australia.
अनि यो रिसर्च गर्छु र अब मेनली नेपाली पेरेन्ट्समै केन्द्रित हुन्छु, नेपाली पेरेन्ट्समै फोकस हुन्छु भनेर चाहिँ तपाईँले कसरी सोच्नुभयो?
Because I think we are one of the fastest growing migrant communities in Australia, but our voice is rarely heard in the research. And so this is a big concern for me, because research is what helps to inform new policies and new interventions and programs in the community. So how can our Nepali community in Australia benefit from these interventions if we're not involved in the research in the first place? So that's why I thought it was really important to do this. The more data we have from people in our community, the better we can understand how to help families and children in the Nepali community as well.
Ani yo research chai aba kati lamo time ko lagi gardai hununcha, plus aba kati jana parents khojiranu bhayeko cha, tyo chai kasto cha tapai ko plan, like quantity ko hisabma?
Hajur. Yeah, so I'm looking for around 100 parents with at least one child in primary school. So it can be difficult to reach that number. But I'm recruiting for the next few months until end of July, hopefully. And I encourage both parents, mum and dad, to do the survey. It's completely anonymous, so no one, you know, will know what your answers are. It should take around 10 to 15 minutes, and it's also completely translated in Nepali as well. So you have the option to complete the survey in either English or Nepali, whatever you're comfortable with. Yeah, so after the recruitment phase in end of July, so if I reach the amount of participants that I need, then I will submit the thesis in October, and after that I'll go through the process of trying to publish the study so that it's you know, in the journals, and that it can help to inform future community programs or awareness education in this area, so that the children in our community can benefit from it.
अनि तपाईँ पनि अब यतै अस्ट्रेलियामै जन्मेर हुर्किनु भयो, होइन? तपाईँले चाहिँ कस्तो पाउनु भएको छ अब नेपाली पेरेन्ट्सहरूको एटिट्युड टुवर्ड्स, हुन्छ नि, मेन्टल हेल्थ, बालबालिकामा चाहिँ मेन्टल हेल्थको कुरामा पेरेन्ट्सहरूको सोचाइ, पर्सपेक्टिभ तपाईँले अहिलेसम्म चाहिँ व्यक्तिगत रूपमा र आफ्नो अनुभवमा कस्तो पाउनु भएको छ?
I think it's definitely improving, but there's still a long way to go. It's still something that as a community sometimes we avoid or ignore as a topic, and that's what I'm trying to understand more in my research. What is the most significant barrier? For example, is it because we as a community or individuals and families in the community are lacking resources, like the time and money to seek help for the children? Or is it because there's a large concern about what other people might think? And I think this will play a larger role in our community than in maybe more Western communities, the stigma. I guess that's what I'm trying to understand mm-hmm. with the research. What is the attitudes that we have as a community? And first of all, if we do think our children have mental health problems or behavioral problems or emotional problems, for the first step, do we even have intention to seek help? And if we do have intention, what are the barriers?
अनि तपाईँले अब मेनली पेरेन्ट्सहरू जसलाई रिसर्चमा लिन खोज्नु भएको छ उहाँहरू चाहिँ कमसेकम एकजना बच्चा प्राइमेरी स्कुलमा भएको भन्नुभएको छ तपाईँले होइन प्राइमेरी स्कुल चाहिँ किन
बिकज दिस इज वेयर किड्स यु नो यङ किड्स दिस इज वेयर द अर्ली इन्टरभेन्सन इज मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेन्ट एट द्याट एज बिट्विन 4 to 12 इयर्स ओल्ड वेयर If they do seek support, it can be very effective at this age. And this is the age where you do start to see, or you can start to see early signs of emotional concerns or emotional dysregulation or things like that. So if we intervene early, then it can help ensure that the kids in our community can have better outcomes.
हजुर अनि जुन तपाईँले भन्नुभयो नि अहिले इमोसनल र बिहेभियरल कन्सर्न्स भनेर अब त्यो चाहिँ अलिकति साइकोलोजीको हिसाबमा चाहिँ इमोसनल कन्सर्न्स र बिहेभियर कन्सर्न्स भनेको चाहिँ के हो त्यो अलिकति बुझाउन सक्नुहुन्छ किनकि कहिलेकाहीँ अब जस्तै अघि भन्नुभयो नि पेरेन्ट्सहरूको अवोइड गर्ने एटिट्युड हुनसक्छ या त डु वी ह्याभ द इन्टेन्सन टु हुन्छ नि सिक हेल्प भन्ने कुरामा चाहिँ अभिभावकहरूले चाहिँ कसरी बुझ्ने कि यो चाहिँ कन्सर्न हो र यो चाहिँ कन्सर्न होइन भनेर
आई थिङ्क द्याट्स अनदर एरिया अफ रिसर्च द्याट निड्स टु बी लुक इन्टु लाइक क्यान आवर कम्युनिटी एक्चुली रेकग्नाइज वाट दिज मेन्टल हेल्थ कन्सर्न्स लुक लाइक बट Yeah, it can look very different across, you know, all different presentations like anxiety. And if a child has anxiety, then that can look like they're misbehaving mm-hmm. because they don't want to do something. But if you look at the underlying sort of reason why, it's because, you know, they're scared about something, but they might act very angry or... you know, not listen to you because of this. So it can look like a lot of different things, and I think that's another area that we really need to pay attention to and work towards, facilitating that awareness for parents to actually recognize what it looks like.
तपाईँले अब फर इक्जाम्पल यता यतै जन्मेर हुर्किएको नेपाली कम्युनिटीको बच्चाहरू र नेपालबाट यता आउनुभएको पेरेन्ट्सहरूमा जुन अलिकति कल्चरल डिफरेन्स या त जेनरेसनल ग्याप हुन्छ नि जस्तै अब नेपालमा कोही अभिभावक हुर्किनु भएको छ भने र उहाँहरूको बालबच्चा चाहिँ यता अस्ट्रेलियामा हुर्किरहनु भएको छ भने नेपालको तरिका अस्ट्रेलियामा काम नलाग्न सक्छ होइन त्यो म्याच नहुन सक्छ र अस्ट्रेलियाको सोसाइटी पढाइ डिफरेन्ट हुन सक्छ होइन त्यस्तो डिफरेन्स चाहिँ तपाईँले अब आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत अनुभवबाट पनि र वरिपरि हेरेर कस्तो पाउनु भएको छ
एट द मोमेन्ट आई एम नट टु श्योर बट आई थिंक इफ यु नो यु बोर्न एन्ड रेज इन नेपाल देयर विल बी मोर अफ अ बिग स्टिग्मा टुवर्ड्स मेन्टल हेल्थ एन्ड मोर रिलक्टेन्स टु आई गेस टॉक अबाउट दिस एन्ड सीक हेल्प फर इट बट एट द मोमेन्ट इन माई स्टडी आई एम लुकिङ एट पेरेन्ट्स दैट आर करेन्टली लिविंग इन अस्ट्रेलिया That's actually one factor I haven't included in my study, which is how long have they been living in Australia? I think that will be something important to look into in the future, if that correlates with, you know, more stigma or less intention to seek help.
अनि अर्को कुरा चाहिँ अब तपाईलाई साइकोलोजी पढ्छु भनेर चाहिँ कसरी इन्ट्रेस्ट आएको थियो सुरुमा भनौं न
I think just in general I'm very interested in you know, why people behave a certain way, why do we react differently to the same thing? And I'm also really interested in the cultural influences that motivate our behavior as well. So I think just in general, it's a very interesting topic. You can work across many different areas in psychology, you know, with children, with adults, in sleep or in perinatal or in psychosis or depression, anywhere. But there's always sort of an area that you can contribute to help people.
र युनिभर्सिटी अफ द सनसाइन कोस्टमा पढिरहेकी सेलेस्ट कणेलको यस अनुसन्धानको बारेमा थप बुझ्न तपाईँले नेपाली रिसर्च स्टडी भनेर सर्च गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
हाम्रा थप प्रस्तुतिहरू निशुल्क एसबीएस अडियो एप मार्फत पनि सुन्न सकिन्छ, जुन तपाईँले एप स्टोर वा गुगल प्लेबाट डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। र हामी युट्युबमा पनि उपलब्ध छौँ। एसबीएस साउथ एसियनलाई खोजेर सब्स्क्राइब गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।